You know, coming into trading on Tuesday, the Dow Industrials average was 443 points away from the record high close. S&P was 25, and the NASDAQ was 125 points. And we're back where we were last fall when everything started falling apart, or in the case of the NASDAQ, but we were on August the 29th. So now that we've just about got it back, do we run for cover, or is this just the new beginning? Hugh Johnson knows. He's Chief Investment Officer, founder, partner for Hugh Johnson Advisors, and joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Great to be with you, David.
Thank you. So I don't sense the same thing where the whole investment community is saying, oh, if I could just get back to where we were in, you know, September of 2018, I promise I'll take my money and run. Is this just starting, or are we about to run out of steam?
Well, I don't think it's just starting. You know, this is, as you know, Dave, it's been a very long bull market. In fact, the longest bull market in history. So when you have a 10-year bull market, you obviously, just common sense alone says, maybe I better be a little bit on my guard right now, or maybe even take a little bit of money off the table. That's not to say that we don't have further to go. My guess is, based on the performance of the financial markets and important performance of important monetary and economic numbers, it looks to me as though this cycle has a little bit left in it. But again, you know, being such a long cycle, it probably has some left in it, but not a whole lot left in it. So I don't think we're at the end, but we may be near the end, but not certainly right there.
You know, big BlackRock, the outfit that now manages $6 trillion worth of money, came out with their earnings and commentary Tuesday morning. Their CEO, Larry Fink, said he thinks we have a risk of a melt-up, not a meltdown. He says there's so much money that's still on the sidelines that has never come in that if we break through to new highs, he says maybe it comes in all at once.
You know, you can't dismiss that, because a lot of times we see bull markets end, and they don't end gently. They end with a real move to the upside in what might be called, let's call it, speculative euphoria. We've seen that before. I wouldn't be surprised to see that again. That's when the stock market becomes very overvalued. That's when optimism becomes very widespread, and that's when you should probably reduce your equity positions. And I wouldn't be at all surprised if we saw that. For now, I would say, look, I think we have a little bit left on the upside with further to go in the current cycle. And indeed, there is that, and I call it a risk, that we could have a real move to the upside in a outbreak of speculative euphoria. But that will not be good news for the market.
I know it's a very dangerous thing to say, well, it's different this time. But I don't know that I've ever seen such a prolonged period of very slow growth and very low unemployment without any big signs of inflation or any sort of bulge in speculative furor. I mean, it seems to be like everything in moderation now.
Yes, it certainly does, and there's no question about it. The growth rate of the economy, about 2.2% during this cycle, during this this bull market and economic recovery, versus what kind of we used to see as an average of about 3.5, 3.7%. This has been slow growth, and of course it's been slow and steady, and that's good news for the economy. It's also showed up, of course, as you know, in earnings. Earnings have been really good, growing very spectacularly in 2018, maybe slowing some in 2019, but still expanding. So you have slow growth in earnings and a stock market which reflects that good news by going up, but not in leaps and bounds and not in a straight line, but nevertheless going up. It's much more moderate, and I guess you have to look at that and say that's really good news. And that's why I get worried when I hear BlackRock say something like, maybe we'll get a departure from that. We'll get something like a real move to the upside and again, an outbreak of speculation. And that, again, would be different and not good.
You know, we used to advocate diversifying and investing money in emerging markets and developed international markets. And the idea was that you wouldn't all get hit at the same time. But the fact is, all these markets started moving in sync, and that wasn't true. Now it seems like there's been a diversion again. And do they offer an alternative place to be putting money?
I think they do offer an alternative, but it's not a particularly attractive alternative. I think one of the things everybody has to pay attention to is relative performance. Take a look at the relative performance of the U.S. stock market versus, say, markets in emerging countries. Take a look at China, for example. Take a look at Europe and the performance of their markets. You know, I hate to say it, and it sounds, you know, very patriotic, but nevertheless, the place to be, the place to have been for the last, certainly the last 3 years, and I think really for this, most of this bull market, has been the U.S. stock market, and I don't see any change there. I see the economy continuing to expand at a slower pace, earnings continuing to expand at a somewhat slower pace, and it looks to me as though, although interest rates might go a little bit higher and be a problem, not going to go seriously higher.
Are we going to have an early warning when things are about to change? What would you be watching?
Well, I'll tell you what I'd be watching, but I wish I could say there's going to be an early warning. There usually isn't any early warning, but I'll certainly be watching things like, well, we get a lot of discussion lately about the yield curve, leading indicators for the economy. You know, if they continue to rise, they're telling me that the economy is going to continue to expand. I'd be watching for them to break down. But then look at the stock market and look at sector performance. And if you start to see a shift from the so-called bull market sectors like technology and consumer discretionary into some of the safer sectors like utilities, for example, or consumer staples, you see, if you see that shift, then you know that the markets are telling you, beware. Investors are starting to become worried or nervous about the economy, and it's confirmed by the index of leading economic indicators, which might, let's just say, run into trouble, have some good months and bad months.
So you're more worried about a recession and maybe even deflation, rather than, or disinflation maybe, rather than some sort of blow-off that's fueled by, you know, inflationary signs and tight employment.
Well, I'm kind of worried about both, but I'm really worried about if there's a blow-off, that would be a signal of the end of the bull market, and that would be the predecessor, or just come a little bit before, the real problem. And the real problem, of course, is that would be followed by, or accompanied by, I guess you might say, a bear market and a recession. So really, the blow-off to the upside is really the signal. That's one of the signals that you have to be on guard for and be very, very worried about. But beyond the blow-off, I would be watching very carefully sector performance and performance of important monetary economic variables like the leading indicators. Watch them very closely. They'll tell you when things are headed for a problem.
So our mutual enemy is complacency. Hugh Johnson, Chief Investment Officer, founder, partner for Hugh Johnson Advisors. Always good to have you with us, sir.
My pleasure.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.